This is a podcast from the BBC.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, what are they doing on Love Island Australia? Also, are you the UK's most unromantic person? And what's wrong with my New England shirt, please? Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I really tried to impress you at the weekend. I hope you noticed.
It was hilarious. I really liked the effort that you put into it with the shirt that you decided to wear.
Yeah, you might have seen this on our Instagrams. I decided to get an England shirt and get into the spirit of it. And we wore it when we were, we both wore England shirts when we were DJing at Yorkshire Young Farmers. Shout out to them for Saturday night. Thank you very much.
Here's the thing, Scott. When you wear an England shirt, I don't think it really matters. And it's the same for any football shirt. I don't think it matters if it's an old shirt, you know, one from seasons gone by. Even you could go really retro from many years ago. Could wear, in England's case, a sort of replica of the 66 shirt if you chose to do that.
Because your one that you were wearing, that's not new, is it?
It's not the newest one. No. But it was the right colour. And it was one from not that long ago.
Mine was the right colour.
Yours was the right colour, yeah. But the very basis of an England shirt should be that it has three lions on it.
What did mine have?
Well, on closer inspection, it just said England three times on the badge.
Oh.
I mean, where did you get it?
It was from I'll tell you where I got it. From a nice man on London's Oxford Street. You know, like those little kind of stalls that sell, like, London souvenirs and that? That's where I got it from.
Because when
£10.
I first saw you, I was like... I'd had a good day in that, but I was like, something about that shirt that's not quite right. It's like, yes, that's right. There's not three lines on there.
£10 cash only.
Yeah. Tune of the week. One. BBC Radio 1.
Do you not think it's real?
Do I not think it's real?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Did you just think you'd got a bargain?
I want my money back then.
Well, you spoke to the person and said, can I have an England shirt?
Yeah,
right?
I did. I just said England shirt, please. Yeah. I didn't check for the lions.
They saw you coming.
Didn't check for the lions.
Didn't check for lions.
Scott Mills.
Joan Bolton says it's instant for him. He loves it. Yes, tune. Love it. You'll probably hear that, like, if you're going on holiday. That is Boston Bun and Spread Love, Paddington. I can see what you're thinking.
Yeah, how do you spread love like Paddington Bear?
The vocal, someone says, is a bit niche. But I like it. It stands out. Boston Bun, Spread Love, Paddington.
But what is Paddington Bear spreading? Do you see
love.
What I mean?
Well, the lyrics go, I'm a spread love. Like I'm
Paddington Bear.
Yeah.
Or is it like a jam or marmalade reference? Like spreading that?
I don't know.
Spreading legs? I don't know.
I hope it's not rude.
Know.
Oh, no.
Spreading.
It's not rude.
I don't know. I hope it's not rude.
It's too late now. It's tune of the week. Anyway, you'll be pleased to know the video features footage of a singing ferret.
Oh, yes.
Scott Mills.
I've always said, well, they've done now with my shirt, my English shirt that you said is not real.
Well, it didn't have three lions on.
No, it's got three lines on it.
Three lines. Oh, you didn't go and ask for a shirt with three lines on it.
No, but they've got it. That's what they've done, is they've made it lines instead of three lines. Three lines on a shirt. That's what I've got.
That's what you were chanting.
I'll be honest, for years I thought it was three lines.
Did you?
I didn't know it was lions.
Good.
I don't know when I found that out, but it wasn't that long ago.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. So Fabian Delph, the England player, went home as his wife was having their baby, and he said this about her. Called her a machine.
My wife's an absolute machine. She's great. She's strong mentally and physically.
How romantic. I'd be quite keen to find the most unromantic people in the UK. Some people just don't have it in them, you know.
Scott Mills.
Fabian, could you describe your wife for me again, please?
My wife's an absolute machine. She's great. She's strong mentally, physically.
Solid.
Physically.
Solid.
Machine. Apparently it's a Yorkshire thing. They say machine a lot. Say everyone's a machine.
Yeah, right.
That's Pompey and Skipton who's been on saying that.
Would you say you're romantic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say you are, actually. Not a lot of people would know that about you, I don't think.
Apart from that one mistake I made one Valentine's Day, do you remember when they were fuming at me because I took them to a restaurant called Dans le Noir, which means in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
Valentine's Day, it's like, what, so you don't want to see me on Valentine's Day? Is that what it is? Because, like, literally, it's pitch black in there, you can't see it.
Yeah, but actually, a lovely idea for a date and a dinner that.
Yeah.
But if you are with someone, and I think quite a lot of people are, if you're with someone who likes to just take offence at anything and look for any opportunity to take offence, then, it's like, why don't you want to see me?
Right, and there was that.
It's like, no, we're just dating in the dark. It's quite cool.
Yeah, I thought it was cool, but maybe on Valentine's Day it sends out the wrong message. It's like, all right, so you don't want to see me. But, yeah, you're right. Just, like, get over it. Scott, another Scott, you could be maybe the UK's most unromantic man.
Yeah, you could say that.
Go on.
Second date, you know, first date went well, so I got another chance, and then...
Another chance
to prove myself, so...
That is basically what a second date is, though, Scott, isn't
it?
It's like, okay, you've passed the first round. It's like going for a job interview.
Yeah.
It's the face-to-face. Yeah. The first one is just like, you know, it's almost admin. It's just first glance, yeah. see what's going on. Second one, no.
It's like, yeah, you've done well.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I got my second test, so I thought I'd step it up. So,
all right. So, what was the first date?
First date was just bowling, yeah. And then that was pretty much it. Bowling and a few drinks, and then we went to the second date was cinema and a meal.
So, cinema first, then a meal.
Yes, and
sounds
then
like it's going well.
Yes, and then I thought it was time to drop her home. And on the way home, I thought I needed a wee. Like when you're holding a wee, it's, you know, it starts to hurt your stomach. Mm. So we pulled over at a service station, so I thought I'd pop in for a wee.
Yeah.
And then I thought I'd risk a little fart on the way in.
Risk?
Yeah.
Absolute risk, because I, you know, at the end of the day, I thought it was just a wee.
Yeah. Where's this going?
Well, it leads to utter chaos, really. To be fair.
You risked the fart and
I risked the and full on sword myself.
Oh no. Full on nightmare.
Utter chaos. I like it being described as utter chaos.
I was then in the bathroom sorting myself out. I had to ditch the pants.
Of course he did.
Obviously when I got back to the car she was a bit sceptical because as far as she was aware I was only going for a wee, so I
took
told her. Yeah, so I told her I broke the hand towel rail, and as a gentleman, I thought I'd put it back on the wall for him.
What were the tools that you've got handy?
Well, I did break the hand rail, but I didn't put it back on, just in my pure panic.
You've had a nightmare.
Yeah, it wasn't ideal, but, you know, we're still together, and I told her on our fifth date, so I'm clearly doing something right.
And it went from that, though, to the third date, which I assume was more successful.
Luckily, there was no chaos on the third date.
Right.
No.
You know, after that, it went pretty swimmingly, to be fair.
Yeah.
But
textbook.
I don't think I could get any lower than that.
No, but you told her on the fifth date?
Yeah, well, I feel like, you know, we had bonded, so I thought I could open up and share my life. And if she didn't like it, then at least it was early enough to call it a day if she didn't like it.
Just out of interest, when you kind of made it official, did you actually ask her to be your girlfriend?
Well, we didn't have the official talk, but, you know, it's happened.
I don't think people ask that anymore.
No, it doesn't. I mean, you know, nowadays it's all, oh, if you're Facebook official, that's 100%. But I don't think asking, will you be my girlfriend, is very 2018.
Yeah.
Would you say you're quite well sorted? Would you say you're quite well suited
Soiled.
With her? I can't get it out of my brain.
I know.
Are you suited, would you say?
Yes, very much so.
When you sat down and told her about what had happened on the fifth date, did it happen to her as well?
No, we're not that alike,
no.
Unfortunately.
Okay, good. Imagine she was like, I've just done it now.
Funny you say. Yeah.
The reason I wanted to ask whether he'd had the chat of like, will you be my girlfriend? It's because of something that's happened on Love Island Australia, which I want to talk about after three.
Scott Mills.
Hannah.
Hello.
Where were you then when this guy said what you're about to tell me?
So we were at a house party down in Dymchurch. So my friend's house had a balcony. So I was stood on the balcony looking at the sea. It was beautiful. It was late at night, moonlight. Should have been so romantic.
And had you had a little kiss with this guy or whatever?
No, I beat him at beer pong, but that was about it. That was probably like the only chat we'd had.
All right, so you get chatting, then what does he say to you?
I'm stood there just trying to enjoy the moment or whatever, and he comes up and says, Hannah, you are so beautiful, yeah. Well, I can tell you're a little bit broken inside. And I just kind of stared at him, and also I was a little bit worse aware, and I just started crying, and you can't really deny being like an emotional wreck when you're being an emotional wreck.
Oh.
So I just turned to him and went, cheers, mate, and walked away.
What does he mean, broken inside?
I have no idea.
And then you cried.
Is this a 50 Shades thing, isn't it? This is what this screams to me, the bloke from 50 Shades, you know.
Well,
you're
yeah,
hot,
maybe.
But you're broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But I just have really awful luck. Guys say stuff like that to me all the time. Not necessarily, like, broken, But yeah, there always ends up being tears.
Okay, what other times have there been tears?
So I was in McCluskey's in Kingston, and yes. This guy came up to me and started chatting. It was really lovely. He bought me a drink. We were sat there talking for ages. But then he started talking about this girl that I assumed was one of his exes, because he clearly was still in love with her. And I just turned to him and was like, well, maybe you need to tell her how you feel.
That's not cool if you're chatting away and then he starts talking about an ex.
Well, no, but I was like, well, like, fair enough. If he likes this girl, like, maybe they need to, like, have their chance or whatever. So I turned to him and was like, maybe you need to tell her how you feel. And he just starts crying and says, I would, but we work together and she's getting married this weekend.
Oh, my word. You really pick him, don't you?
Right? So I've just got the worst taste. That's what it is.
I love this idea that people will talk about exes, though, on a date, right? It reminds me of one of my friends who does something. It's different to that, but kind of similar. And he pretends that he's in a relationship when talking to people because, and I understand his theory with this, the barriers are down then. So you can talk to people and they just get on with you and everything.
No, this
I can see it.
Bad.
And I've seen it work. I've seen it work. Be honest, if you're in a club, right, and you're talking to someone who is in a relationship, suddenly you don't think that they're trying it on with you and everything.
Right.
And then stuff happens.
Well, at which point does your mate go, actually, I'm not?
Like, it doesn't matter, later on, whenever.
What,
he'll
so
just
person...
do it. As, he'll just start in an opening thing, always with the mindset that he's in a relationship and that he's, like, seeing someone at the moment.
And does he tell them that?
Yeah, that's the point. You tell them that you're seeing someone, because I think the theory with it is that people will see it as more of a challenge.
Right. But that's bad, because then basically they're having it off with someone that they know has got a girlfriend.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised how many people like that. Or that they just think that they're seeing someone else, so they're kind of taken, but you know, you're better for them.
Wow.
There'll be someone listening right now that is in that situation.
Yeah, please let us know, because I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Really. Okay, back to you, Hannah. This guy has not even seen this girl. He's just fancied her at work, and then she's getting married, so he cries.
Yeah. By this point, we've been talking for a solid, like, half an hour, and I'm just listening to him cry and talk about this girl. I've drunk my drink and his drink by this point. And then, like, through, like, snivelling, he turns to me and goes, so, do you want to come back to mine? No.
Oh.
No, I do not. I'm good. I'm going to go home, I think.
But thanks for the drink.
Yeah, and yours.
Scott Mills. Hello, Beth.
Hiya.
Okay, what have you been doing today with Harriet, your friend?
Yeah, we've been cleaning out our student house in Exeter. We're, like, desperately trying to get our deposit back.
Yeah. No. You know, so many people will be in this situation at the moment, and you're like, well, I'm not going to spend out on a cleaner, so we're just going to have to, like, get involved and do this ourselves. How did it go?
Well, we put the rubber gloves on. We got every single bit of washing up stuff we could find in our houses, and we just went to work. It was horrible.
Yeah. Two words, Gorilla Glue. Solved everything for me.
What's that?
Well, like, for example, the wardrobe in my room. What's the bar bit where you hang the clothes on? So
a rail.
The rail, yeah, yeah. So I one night was swinging off that, and obviously that goes. People who mess around in the shower, you know, with the rail in there as well, that's another danger area.
Yeah.
But yeah, that stuff is very heavy duty.
Gorilla glue.
Yeah, careful you don't get it on your hands, like. But
I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's sorted the deposit for me.
Right. Hannah, Beth, did you have to... Harriet and Beth, did you have to put anything back together again, or was it just, like, cleaning?
It wasn't too bad. Like, we had to... There was a lot of scrubbing in the shower and in the bath and stuff like that, and, like, the fridges weren't ideal.
No.
Harriet's boyfriend left quite a lot of old, mildy food in the cupboard, which is lovely, but I let her sort that out because he's not my boyfriend.
No, he's only not your boyfriend.
Not your boyfriend.
Not at all.
Not
no.
My problem.
Okay, so what's the landlord's name?
Mike.
Okay, right. You just do a full plea on air now, I think.
Pardon?
Just do a full plea on air to Mike, yeah.
Hi, Mike. We love you. Please give us our money back. We know we haven't been ideal, but he's a babe. Hang on. Harriet says it too. Harriet's saying it. Call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So please, Mike, give us our deposit back.
Please, Mike. You're a babe.
Yeah, don't call him a babe. here's the thing. I think you're going to have to write it off.
write it off.
Right, I think you're going to have to write it off. How many people from student accommodation get their deposit back? Hardly any.
I do like this idea of sort of pleading for it, though, on the radio. Maybe it would help if we added some violins and made it really dramatic.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do this more.
That would be amazing.
If anyone else wants to do this...
I think you'd probably be more sympathetic.
Yeah. Yeah. For the deposit.
I think, like, a lot of people will be doing this at the moment, so get in touch if you want to... We can fully drama it up for you, all right? Okay, I hope you get it back. Good message to Mike. Thanks, Bear. Thanks, Harriet.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
That's a great idea. Thank you, Simon. So he says the student plead idea is fantastic, but maybe get the landlord on the phone and let the plead be done personally. Please give us our deposit back. Listen, if you are moving out of your student house, maybe you finish uni and you've got to clean, maybe get in touch with me on 81199 and then we'll try and get your deposit back on air.
But I think it will actually help you. Because you know what I mean? We can add emotion to it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll make it really melty.
We'll be on your side.
Yeah, we'll be on your side, 100%. So if you are hoping to get your deposit back at the moment, 81199, let me know. And we can apply a little bit of pressure to the landlord by way of probably violins, like sweeping music.
Yeah.
Make it real dramatic, like.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's get into a new week of bangers.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Katie.
Hi.
Now, you work in student accommodation.
I do, yeah.
So you probably heard those girls earlier going, please give us our deposit back, Landlord Mike.
I'm not as cruel as Landlord Mike.
Well, no, but I think Mike will give it back. But I think, like, on the radio, like saying on the radio, gives you, like, an extra boost and more of a chance, I think.
I think so.
So you probably would have been able to give some advice to our caller earlier about how to get your deposit back.
Yeah, basically, just be as friendly as possible. And that might butter them up a little bit.
Right, you must have seen some stuff.
We've seen some questionable things, yeah.
Can you say any of them?
Yeah, most students sort of complain to us that no one's been into their flat to clean their toilets. And let's just say there's been a lot of spillages in the toilets.
So I had a sink in my room once. And do you remember, Scott, I couldn't get that stuff off the sink. And I still don't know what it was to this day, but it was it was this, like, black substance.
Yeah.
And honestly, you couldn't put anything on it to get rid of it. I tried only at the end of the year, but by then maybe it was just too kind of ingrown.
Yeah, nothing was getting that off, was it? I remember that black substance.
Incredible, this stuff. Like,
we still don't know what it was.
It's the kind of thing NASA might be interested in.
Yeah. I think, to be fair, you only saw to it at the very end of your tenancy, and that was probably the problem. Yeah.
But it was the sink/toilet, yeah. You know, so that's the...
Oh, God. Right, listen, if you are trying to get your deposit back at the moment, we can help. Text us on 81199. I know that you've cleaned the flat to the best of your ability, but you need that that deposit back because you're a student, or you were. Let me know, 81199. Okay, Katie, you're in Aberdeen, right?
Yes, correct.
Here's what I've got for you today.
One.
Like I Love You, Justin Timberlake.
Mm.
He's performing tonight, isn't he?
Hey!
I think I'm right. Man in the Woods tour, or was it Man Off the Woods? Man in the Woods?
Man in the Woods tour.
Yeah, that's the one.
In that London.
Knowledge from me there.
Okay, that's my one.
I've done a bit of a throwback banger as well. My choice today is this. I heard this in the sunshine. I just thought, oh, what a tune. I need to bring this to bangers. This is Sunshine Anderson. Heard it all before.
Old
girl. Yes. Okay. What are we going for?
Choices. Oh, both good choices. Both good tunes. I think, though, I will have to go with... Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. That's right. You're allowed. Keep looking at me.
One. Quick mic check before we begin.
Have a mic check.
Okay, Michael Sheen.
Michael Flanders.
Who's that? This is Greg James from the That's What He Said podcast. Listen, you're going to play the role of an alien.
Oh.
Who's just landed on Earth.
Okay.
Ask me the question, I can tell you about the podcast. In English.
I wouldn't be able to speak English.
Play along.
From the distant planet of Albion.
Try and bring it to life.
No, coming to the point. To ask you about the Greg James podcast.
Right, good. The Greg James That's What He Said podcast is available now from wherever you get your podcasts from.
I get them from my own brain.
This is not working.
One.
Oh!
What a song, Justin Timberlake, Like I Love You. I've always thought this. Hello, Kate. She says, one, should have gone one with Sunshine Anderson, cause tune. Two, what is that first line in that Justin Timberlake track? And I've always wondered it myself, and I've just looked it up, and it's blown my mind.
What is the, I don't know which bit we're referring to here.
You know the bit where he says, it sounds like she says, he says, you've got a full face. You've got a full face.
Yeah. When, what is that? You've got a full face. That's what I sing.
How rude. Let's say I've got a full face.
What is he saying?
I used to have a really full face, didn't
I? Yeah, you did.
It's not so much now.
Slimming down.
Yes. It says, I've kind of noticed something wasn't right from your colourful face.
Oh.
Colourful face. That's been like bugging me for so many years.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so if you are easily cringed out, this is your 1 minute warning, okay? So these people actually went on to win the current series of Love Island in Australia. It's literally just finished over the last couple of days.
Is it the same over there, like cash prize for the winners?
Yeah, same. And the villas are quite near each other in Mallorca. So the winners were Talia Damer and Grant Crapp. Actual name.
Yeah.
Grant was sweet, but cringe. And he made his love interest, Taylor, a memory box with loads of items that remind him of her. So if you picture the scene, they're not in the villa. They're like on a roof terrace somewhere with a great view. And for some reason, the table's got a few slices of ham on it and some wilting flowers. Then he gives her a bunch of flowers and she starts crying like she's walked into a proposal with a man that she's been with for years. They've known each other 2 weeks. Then he gives her a box full of things that represent the relationship.
All right, Taylor, so I've also made I've got a big surprise for you. There's a few things in here that I think you're really going to like. It symbolises me and you, so...
Yeah.
Do you want to open the box up? I made this for you, so I hope you like this. Oh, no, so what we're going to go through here... so, I got a soap because... Our first kiss was in the bathroom, as you remember. I was pretty passionate, so that's why I thought I'd buy, you know, get a love heart soap thing, so I'll give you that one.
All right, yeah, do you remember?
Give me that one.
Yeah. So, I'm so romantic. We had a first kiss in the bathroom, so here's some soap. Just give her a toilet brush, you know what I mean?
If it's the meaning behind it, isn't it, that's clearly making her, because she's loving it.
As I said, these people have known each other 2 weeks. But it's to remind them of their memories that they created together. Here's the next item.
I also got some peanut butter. Because I know you absolutely love peanut butter, so I thought I'd get you this.
Okay, thanks for the peanut butter. And?
This one here just symbolises that me and you met in Mallorca. It's a little, like, sandal thing.
This will teach me how to spell Mallorca.
Mallorca.
Oh, she's loving it.
Yeah, she's literally loving it. So it's like a real cheap, tacky Mallorca keyring, basically. Mm. Okay. And next.
And here we go. Here's one here. Obviously another little scrunchie, because you're setting the trend of the scrunchie. I know you love your scrunchies. They're so cute.
My mum would be so proud.
What? Oh, no, you love your scrunchies, babe. So there's a little scrunchie for you.
It's the worst mystery box I've ever heard.
Right. And the peanut butter, because you love peanut butter, babe. Then he asks her to get up, and this is the bit where you're going to be like, oh, God. And I'm telling you, this girl, honest to God, and you'll hear it in her voice. She totally thinks he is about to propose. Like, she's about to get engaged on television, OK? Bearing in mind, this couple have already said, I love you, and they've been all over each other, and actually went on to win the show 2 days ago.
Right. Okay?
So here's what happened next. He asked her to get up. So he's like, do you mind getting up, please? And she's like, oh, what's going on here? Listen to this.
So, Taylor, I come to Love Island looking for a relationship with someone. Uh-huh. And I could be more grateful than to meet you. I know that we've been through a lot together.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
We've had a lot of ups and downs.
2 weeks.
And every time I look at you, I couldn't be here with anyone else. And... sorry, you're making me cry, mate.
Stop crying.
What are you doing?
I didn't want to do this anything with anyone else. Mm-hmm. Every day I look at you, you make me the happiest guy alive.
Okay.
I want to leave here with you. I want everything to do with you.
It's a ring.
Just everything I've asked for, like, I've got you this.
Use this?
As a commitment ring for me to you, I'd love you to be my girlfriend, babe.
I'm already your girlfriend. We've been doing all that for the last 2 weeks. I'm your girlfriend. You told me I love you.
Misunderstood this. He's proposed with a ring.
No, he's
to make someone his girlfriend.
Yes. He's asked.
He does understand that's not how it works.
Will you be my girlfriend? Like, when was that? When was the last time anyone asked that?
A commitment ring.
Yeah, off of the Jonas Brothers. To simply say they're just dating. Right, she totally thought she was getting proposed to there. Am I wrong?
No, she definitely thought that.
He's like, get up and here's the ring. I've got you as this.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Glenn in Cardiff, who says that clip from Australian Love Island had way too much heavy breathing in it and gasping. Not good for the office. I'm sorry, yeah, it did have a lot of like heavy breathing and gasping.
He was panting at one point, wasn't he, out of nerves?
Fully panting because he was about to give her a ring. A commitment ring.
To propose to be a girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, they already were. Right, during the World Cup, what I've been liking doing is rating the various national anthems, because ours is a banger, come on. It's good.
Mm.
It's good.
Yeah.
Rousing. It's got a hook that you remember. Some of them are terrible. Like, I liked the start of the Russian one, then that just goes into, like, it's just boring.
You mean tune-wise, don't you?
Yeah. And then on the weekend, the Swedish one. Sweden, I love you and your country, but this is a mess. Where's the hook here? No one's going to remember this. Well, people in Sweden maybe. Probably do. Like, it's not.
I don't know what you're wanting from a national anthem. Though,
it's not got anything that ours has. It goes on like 5 minutes as well. Has anyone else been liking or not liking particular anthems from countries? I pay particular attention to them now at the start of each match. What they need to replace it with in Sweden is the greatest Swedish song of all time. And Eurovision winner.
Oh, wow.
Now, this would be a good national anthem.
Would it?
Yes. Slow this down and it would be epic. There is a slow version, actually, and that would be perfect.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Or, if you can't listen live, hit subscribe on this podcast. You'll get it every single day for free. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.